107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Friday, June 2nd. Let's check in once again with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with, of course, our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me on this very warm day.
Oh, my gosh, Sydney. How are you dealing with the heat? Are you staying cool as best you can?
I am staying, you know, cool as best I can, but it does look like we're in for some more serious summer weather this weekend. And you know what, Jamie? Nothing says hot summer weather better than lemonade. So this week's recipe is a homemade twist on a lemon slushy. It's called a homemade frosted lemonade.
Okay, a drinks recipe this week. I like it, Sydney. Take it away.
Yeah, we're mixing it up. So the best part about this recipe is that not only is it super easy to whip up during an afternoon of lounging in your backyard, but this is an alternative that is a bit lower in sugar than a traditional slushy you might find at a corner store, for example. Plus, you're getting some added calcium as well because you're going to use frozen yogurt. So there's lots of pluses to whipping up this quick treat. Your first step, you're going to juice 3 lemons, then add that lemon juice to a blender with about a cup of ice cubes. Blend that until a slushy mixture forms, adding a little bit of water if needed. Then you're going to add 2 cups of vanilla frozen yogurt to your blender and blend that on high until everything is all mixed together. Serve it right away and soak in that refreshing lemonade flavor, all in the comfort of your own home.
Sydney, I think that is on the menu this weekend for sure. We'll have the recipe of the week with Sydney Brennan, that tasty lemon. I was just cooling off hearing the recipe, Sydney.
Absolutely. And you know what? For any fans out there who love strawberry lemonade, you could even toss in a few frozen strawberries. Then you're adding some extra fiber in there too with that strawberry flavor. So lots of variations that you could do on this recipe.
Sounds great. We'll have it, of course, on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Now, Sydney, we've been talking about PC Optimum Points. Great offer. Is it still available?
It is still available. It is on until June 14th. So we still have our 50% back in PC Optimum Point offer. That is available for our 3, 5, and 9 hour nutrition counseling packages. So if you're interested in taking advantage of that offer, you still have time. You can find all of my contact information at the very top of our Facebook page, which is Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario.
And Sydney, there is a great post on that Facebook page. You've been having school students at Zehrs Stratford, and you received something very special just recently.
I did, yes. I want to have a huge shout-out to a local school in Stratford. You know who you are if you're listening. They came for a field trip in May, and they sent me over 20 handwritten letters from the grade 3 and 4 students. So absolutely made my day. Thank you so, so much for sending those letters. We always love to hear, you know, about how your time was at Zehrs Stratford. So there were lots of wonderful pictures that were drawn on the letters. The lobster was a huge highlight. So shout out to my colleague Terry for helping out with that. It was such a wonderful package to get in the mail. So if you're interested in having a field trip, again, all my contact information is on our Facebook page, Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario.
And we'll share that post certainly on our social media as well. But just off the top of your head, was there anything from any one of the letters? You know how kids say the darndest things sometime. Were there any interesting questions or response from those letters?
Oh, one of the kids said, I loved touching the lobster and learning that it turns red when you cook it.
There you go. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs and Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario. Well, Sydney, are you going to be gardening more this weekend? How's the gardening going again with the dry temperatures, though?
Yes, I will be. I will be out watering my garden because it has been so dry. I think I've been watering it every day. I'm seeing lots of blooms on my tomato plant and my jalapeno plant. So fingers crossed, we'll be getting some fruit on there soon. But also my mother-in-law's birthday this weekend. It's a big milestone birthday, so we'll also be getting together with family to celebrate that.
Oh, very good. Lots to celebrate. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian is there. Thanks for checking in once again, Sydney, and have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Jamie. I hope that everybody stays cool this weekend and gets to enjoy the sun.